Today is all about a punter. You don't say that too often, but one of the greatest punters to ever do it is Ray Guy. He's been inducted into the Hall of Fame, and today he gets his ring. I'm going to make my way around the room and talk to a lot of these Hall of Famers. The most prestigious players to ever play the game are here today, and we'll have fun chatting. So let's go. Ted Hendricks, also known as the Stork, Coach John Madden, followed your careers, follow you on TV. Tell us, White, what it means for you to be a part of the Hall of Fame family.
Well, what it is, it means that, you know, you're in it forever. I believe that the busts, when everyone turns out the lights and the last guy leaves and there's no one in there, that the busts talk to each other. And I believe that, and I think they have to. I mean, yeah, because there has to be something. If we're talking about, you know, like everyone says, this is a team that you can never be cut from. I mean, you're on it forever. And if we're going to be there forever, man, we have to do something. We have to talk.
This is definitely a treat for me. Art Shell, one of my favorite tackles. In your words, what it means to be a part of this fraternal brotherhood?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is the one fraternity, for sure, that you'd want to belong to if you were a football player. I sit down and talk to my friend Joe Green all the time, and we talk about take all the names and throw them out and pick teams, you know, and see who's the best.
Willie Brown, Mike Haynes, two of the best DBs ever played the game. Willie, I know you had the pleasure of coaching this young man. And as you said, Mike, he taught you everything you know, right?
No, I'm the one that had the pleasure of getting coached by Willie Brown.
No. Hey, I didn't have to do much coaching when it comes to Mike, believe it, because he knew all of everything that we was done. His footwork was great. His skills was excellent. So I just told Mike, go play.
Well, I was lucky. You know, when I came in the league, pulled out some tapes of Willie Brown, see if I could backpedal like him, see if I could jam like him, see if I could stay on the hip like him, and those kinds of things.
Mr. Davis came to me and said, well, what do you think about this Mike Haynes guy? So I said, we got to get him. So I met with Mike after he went to visit the Raiders. I said, Mike, if you sign with us, we'll go straight to the Super Bowl. And sure enough, we went straight to the Super Bowl because I knew we had less than had Mike, and that really was set in stone that we solid, we ready to roll.
Your thoughts briefly on what it meant to play for the Oakland Raiders?
Well, it was like my bucket list. It was one. I'm serious. It was. You know, I first started playing football for the Powell Raiders, and I've been a Raider fan ever since. I had the Lester Hayes poster in my room with the long towel coming down when he had the Jerry curls and the stick 'em all on his arm. I had that in my room. And so I've been a Raider fan since the early 70s.
James?
Well, you had talked about the history of pro football being written with the Hall of Famers who are in it. So imagine that book, and you get it and it has 1,000 pages, and you take it home, you open it up, and all of a sudden it has 400 pages in it. You say, where are the other 600 pages? Well, those were Raider pages. The Raiders have been such a huge part of professional football, and from slogans to great players to an identity that, you know, when you have throwback weekend, you don't need to throw back to look at the Raiders. They're always constant, always relevant.
Ray Guy being inducted. He's been inducted. He gets his ring today. Just your thoughts.
He should have been in a long time ago because I kept on saying we don't have a punter in here. You know, we had a place kicker and Jan Stenerud, but the team's complete now that we got Ray in there.
Yeah, and I agree with Ted. I mean, it was just a matter of time, and then I used to tell Ray that, you know, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. You are a Hall of Famer, and it's not if you'll be in the Hall of Fame, it's when. And it took a long time, but his day finally came.
You know, I had the pleasure of playing with Shane Leckler, and right, Shane loved watching film on you. And then because he played with the Raiders, he had that access to see it over and over again. Yeah. But this journey to Canton to get this yellow jacket.
You know, I was talking to my son a while ago. We were standing here when we first walked in. And, you know, of course, this is the last big event, you will say, to get the ring. So my whole wardrobe for the Hall of Fame is complete.
Of course.
And I was talking, I looked at him, I said, Ryan, you know, who would have thought from the cornfields of South Georgia to here that it would end up here? He said, there's no way, Dad. You can't determine where you're going to wind up.
You changed the game. From a punter's point of view, you changed the game and revolutionized the game way before all those things were available to you.
Yeah.
How did it happen? How'd you do it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. There's only one answer to that. God-given ability. You know, God gives us a talent. You have to find that talent. What are you supposed to do in life? Everybody's got a destiny they're going to do, and they got to find that destiny. So when I got drafted by the Raiders in 73, I concentrated more on the finer techniques of being a punter. What do I need to do with that ball in certain situations? Where do I need to put it? How can I make it better, you know, for the team? And it's a God-given ability, and he gave me the ability to do that, and I guess that's my destiny.
Well, I can say thank you for you changing the game. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
For all your success, and of course, wearing that yellow jacket, well deserved. Oh, man,
I love
you, brother.
This yellow jacket.
Absolutely.
I'm number 282.
That's right. Great guy, everyone. Thank you.